And the time is 33 minutes after 8 o'clock. There was a borough assembly meeting last night, and joining us on the phone to discuss and report on last night's meeting is borough assemblyman Alan Bailey. Thank you for joining us this morning, sir.
Good morning, Keith.
So, as you were just telling me, it was a short meeting.
Yes, it was a very short meeting. We didn't really have very many items on the agenda, and we did have two proclamations, one for Ed Zastro, who was the AARP Volunteer of the Year, and then a proclamation for the Martin Luther King Day. There were very few citizens' comments. We were, unfortunately, the Board of Education was not available to provide a report last night. They were not available last night. And then the consent calendar was very short. I think we actually set a record on the length of time in the entire session, so that was pretty interesting. We did have some new business. And the business was to award a contract through the bid process to David Berry's Incorporated, an insurance brokerage. Mm-hmm. That was approved by all assembly persons. There was an item that Resolution 2379 that authorized the borough manager to apply for and to accept a grant from the state of Alaska, Division of Forestry, for the purpose of a hose and a hose tester for the South Tongass Fire Department, maintain their equipment. And then there was a resolution 2381 urging the 27th legislature and the governor to increase the base student allocation for education funding formula. We all approved and waived the connection fees for the Herring Bay Water Group users, and there was we rescheduled the second assembly meeting in February. In that, there's the legislative fly-in to Juneau, and there are some other assembly persons who would not be available, which would leave only four assembly persons, which is a quorum, but I don't think any of us were comfortable with just simply having four assembly people there to make final decisions on, affecting the entire community. So I think we all asked for much more public input and input from other assembly persons. So we're just going to defer that to the 27th. Then the manager provided a semi-monthly report, which was pretty sweet and short. And that was the end of the story.
And that was all she wrote for that. Well, let's back up just a couple of days, and just in the most general terms, I know that you had your yearly, you've been having your yearly policy meetings. And I believe you had one, was it last Friday?
It was Friday and Saturday.
Yeah. Is there anything that grew out of that that might be important for people to see coming? Because I know all this stuff that you do, things that then show up later on in the agendas through the month as the staff wraps it around. But anything coming our way that grew out of those policy meetings?
Well, I am feverishly trying to look through my notes, and that's not a pile that I have before me. Yes, there was. We were able to accomplish a great deal. We had some extraordinary conversations about the direction of our community, and I think it seemed as though we were actually developing a direction, and seemed quite focused. So I was pretty impressed with that whole the way things were going with those policy meetings. There was very frank debate, and I think that was excellent. We're gravely concerned about the education and the funding of education. They're going to be losing their rural fund school funds, which is $1 million. They are also quite short in their just general funding for this next year. in that most of the reserves have been used, and it's a critical issue. And so there's decisions yet to be made on what we're going to be able to fund and what we're going to be able to do.
Right.
So it's going to be a tough year.
Yeah. One last question about that coming out. I know that one of the powers, of course, since the 70s of the borough is the economic development powers, and one of the things on that agenda for this weekend was to discuss possibly limiting or narrowing or focusing your definition of what economic development is. Any movement in that direction?
Well, we certainly made an attempt at it, but I think the one point that was made by one of the assemblymen was that economic development is at the definition of which each assembly that's been elected determines. And so as often or as much as you would want to try to be definitive and define, there will always be discussion and debate as to what this really means, by whom is elected, and who comes before us seeking economic development. So it's a really, it's kind of like Jell-O. I mean, it's sometimes just hard to define. And but we certainly made an effort at it, and it had to do with, you know, that which would benefit our community, you know, and that will be a work in progress.
Are you saying economic development is in the eyes of the beholder?
I think each beholder, that is correct.
Okay.
Everyone has a different opinion.
Okay.
So.
All right. Alan Bailey, thank you so much for calling in this morning. And sorry to put you on the spot about the last meeting Friday, but I know that we hadn't had a chance here at the station to quite follow up on how you were progressing on that.
I truly wish I had more notes before me. I've simply, you know, and my memory is such that I'm lucky to remember what happened yesterday. So, but it was, I can assure you, it was quite a meeting. And it was a very good discussion, and I hopefully will be able to give you more information soon, so you can report on that.
Yeah, well, I'm sure the meat of it will come out as you progress through this year, and we'll look forward to you talking to you and your compatriots through the year about what's going on in the Ketchikan Gateway Borough Assembly.
Very well.
Great. Thanks. Stay warm out there. All right. Take care.
Take care.